It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Welcome to Wednesday night and your weekly look into Chadron State Athletics with the CSE Sports Journal, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. I'm Dave Collins. November is crossover month, and there's a clash of sports from the fall and winter all happening at once in this great sports portion of the annual calendar. So tonight, I'll catch you up, and we'll look ahead at the activity inside CSE Athletics. The Eagle football team is finishing the season on Saturday with Senior Day at Elliott Field, and with an eagerness to finish by taking the Eagle Rock Trophy back home to Chadron in a rivalry game against South Dakota Mines. The Hard Rockers won it last year for the first time in its existence with a 28-7 victory, but it wasn't without CSE highlights that included Hunter O'Connor becoming the single-season sack record holder with five that afternoon in Rapid City. Sam Parker and I will have the broadcast live with pregame at 11:15 and kickoff at noon on Double Q Country. CSC trying to finish with a fifth win to complete its football campaign. CSE Volleyball is headed to the RMAC playoffs for the first time since the 2003 season. The team clinched the berth last weekend with a win at Black Hills State and despite a defeat at South Dakota Mines. That according to CSE Athletics, who also says no matter what happens when the Eagles face New Mexico Highlands on Saturday afternoon, the Eagles have made it into the playoffs. It's just a matter of which seed and which city CSE will play in next Tuesday's opening round. The Eagles will play right after the football game at 4 o'clock Saturday at the Chicoine Center and host senior night activities in the second of three major events on campus that day. New Mexico Highlands is again this week's opponent. And the opening of the winter sports season is the third of those events that fans can enjoy on Saturday here in Chadron. The CSE men's basketball team is playing its second game of a two-game series with teams from the Lone Star Conference. They'll tip off against Texas A&M Kingsville at 7 p.m. Opening night will be Friday against Texas A&M International, and I'll have that broadcast on 97.5 FM at 7 o'clock. The Eagles are banking on four key returners and a wealth of transfers to return to the RMAC postseason basketball tournament. Number two leading scorer Bryce Latimer and scoring rebounding machine Josh Robinson are both back, along with big man Porter Anderson. CSE is coming off a 19-win season and a second playoff game in 3 years, and they won both of the exhibition games over NAIA schools in late October. The CSE women also open hoops this weekend. Friday's a home game with College of St. Mary from Omaha. Then it's a long travel day down to Texas, where the ladies will face A&M International Sunday in Laredo. The CSE squad is under a new direction with former Big Sky Conference head coach Travis Brewster, who takes over for Janet Raymer. And all RMAC star forward Shea Powers returns for her fourth season in an Eagle jersey. CSE men's wrestling hit the mats for the first time last Friday against Northeastern Junior College from Sterling, Colorado, and the Eagles picked up a 46-9 win. Coach Brett Hunter's grapplers come into this year preseason number 13 nationally in the D2 poll, with Quinn Campbell, Keegan Gelhausen, and Mason Watt all individually ranked in the top 10 of their respective weight classes. Campbell raced out to a great start in his first matchup. He scored 22 points in a 22-3 Tech Fall win. Conference action for the Eagles starts quick with a trip to San Francisco State to wrestle on Sunday. And the women's wrestlers also getting it going. Matches in Grand Junction last weekend. Returner Camilla Montenegro earned a second-place finish in her Mesa match Saturday. CSC was able to defeat Snow College 28-21 in a duel, but lost to Mesa 45-3. The Eagles head to Forest City, Iowa for an open this weekend. And fans, you can see the team in action at the Chicoine Center December 10th against Minot State. And that is tonight's wrap of the always busy crossover season from fall to winter sports here in Chadron. Fans, also remember this weekend's home games are eligible for free admission by contributing to the food pantry. You can see details on our website at panhandlepost.com. With tonight's CSC Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank, I'm Dave Collins.
A community bank and your financial partner, that's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Fine.